our worship from the West Highland Peninsulas. Welcome, wherever you are, and whatever time you're joining us. Today is Advent Sunday, the first day of Advent, the first day of a church new year, New Year's Day for the church. Advent is a season that runs from today up until Christmas Day. The word Advent comes from the Latin words from coming and to, and it's a time when we think of the coming of Jesus to us. Firstly, in his birth at Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. Then secondly, of his returning in glory when his kingdom will be fully established. And thirdly, as he comes to us every day and every hour. During the season of Advent, many churches and some homes will have an Advent wreath. It's a circle of evergreen. A circle has no beginning and no end. It's unending. And it reminds us that God's love for us, for each one of us, is also unending. The evergreen foliage comes from trees which, unlike some others, don't appear to die in winter, appear always alive. And this reminds us of the gift of everlasting life which Jesus offers. There are four candles around the circle. Different traditions may use different colours for these. Red, purple, three purple and one pink. Those are probably the most common combinations. The candles are named to remind us of important figures in or aspects of our faith. And the names vary in different traditions. We're using hope, peace, joy, and love. The first candle is lit today on Advent Sunday. Then an additional one is lit on each of the following three Sundays, so that by the time we reach the end of the season of Advent, all four candles are alight. On Christmas Day, the central white candle is lit. This represents the Christ child, the light of the world, whose coming we await and whose birth we celebrate. As we light the first candle for hope, we pray. Lord, we thank you for the gift of hope. Hope that your promises will be fulfilled. We pray for all of those throughout the world who so badly need to meet to hear the message of hope. And our call to worship, words from the very end of the Bible, Amen, come Lord Jesus.
Up your eyes and look for him, Jesus, the coming Savior King, born to redeem the world from sin, bringing his peace to all. Now if you walk in darkest night, look for his dawn that's breaking bright. Nothing shall ever stop this light, bringing new hope to all. Oh, lift up your eyes, see the King. Worship the Savior, come praise Him, Jesus the Lord of all. Oh, as the child of Bethlehem, but the returning King to reign, glorious Lord of all. Oh, lift up your eyes, see the King, worship the Savior, come praise Him, Jesus the Lord of all. Oh, once in a manger He lay, now lifted high He is reigning, Jesus the Lord of all. Lift up your eyes and look for Him, Jesus the coming Savior King. Now in your heart make room for Him, worship Him Lord of all. Lift up your eyes and look for Him, Jesus the coming Savior King. Now in your heart make room for Him, worship Him, Lord of all. Oh, lift up your eyes, see the King. Worship the Savior, come praise Him, Jesus the Lord of all. Oh, once in a manger He lay, now lifted high He is
God of the cosmos, of earth and moon and sun, God of the distant, of galaxies and big bangs, God of the past, of history's story passed down to us, God of the future, still to be written, still to be cast, may we approach afresh the old, old story of incarnation, God with us. Give us the enthusiasm and excitement of a child opening the first door of their new Advent calendar. May we see beyond the story to the timeless hope and expectation that you are with us, always, no matter what. May we see in the signs around us glimmers of you at work, and may we never cease in anticipating that your kingdom will come and your will be done. Where clouds darken the skies, may we never give up hope, but look to the coming of the sun in this day and every day. Lift our souls and spirits as we bring our praise to you. Check our hearts and minds as we acknowledge how much we still have to grow into your likeness, that day by day we have opportunities to reveal your care and love for all creation. And yet, we take advantage of it, we abuse it, and treat what is precious and valuable as if it has no intrinsic worth. Forgive us, Creative One, and help us to see the signs all around us, calling us to do better, to be better. Amen.
Let's listen for God's Word from Jeremiah chapter 33, reading verses 14 to 16. The Lord said, The time is coming when I will fulfill the promise that I made to the people of Israel and Judah. At that time, I will choose a king, a righteous descendant of David. That king will do what is right and just throughout the land. The people of Judah and of Jerusalem will be rescued and will live in safety. The city will be called the Lord, our salvation. Amen.
This reading comes from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 21, beginning at verse 25. There will be strange things happening to the sun, the moon, and the stars. On earth, whole countries will be in despair, afraid of the roar of the sea and the raging tides. People will faint from fear as they wait for what is coming over the whole earth, for the powers in space will be driven from their courses. Then the Son of Man will appear, coming in a cloud, with great power and glory. When these things begin to happen, stand up and raise your heads, because your salvation is near. Then Jesus told them this parable. Think of a fig tree and all the other trees. When you see their leaves beginning to appear, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, you will know that the kingdom of God is about to come. Remember that all these things will take place before the people now living have all died. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Be on your guard. Don't let yourselves become occupied with too much feasting and drinking and with the worries of this life, or that day may suddenly catch you like a trap, for it will come upon all people everywhere on earth. Be on alert and pray always that you will have the strength to go safely through all those things that will happen and to stand before the Son of Man.
When I lit the first candle on the Advent wreath, I said that it symbolised hope. Our first reading from the prophet Jeremiah is certainly one of hope. Hope that the Lord's promise to the people of Judah and Israel would be fulfilled, and that someone would come from the line of David and save them. Our second reading talks about times of anguish and terror. Not words that I immediately associate with hope. But it does go on to promise that the Son of Man will come and redeem people, that God's kingdom will come. We need hope at all times, but perhaps especially so when times seem or are dark. Both of the readings come from times of turmoil, religious and political. Times approximately 600 years apart. Both Jeremiah and Jesus have repeatedly called people to return to following God's ways. And both Jeremiah and Jesus warn that if the nation fails to do so, disaster will befall it. And disaster does come. In Jeremiah's time, Judah and Jerusalem were conquered by Babylon and the people taken into exile. And about 40 years after Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection, there was a Jewish revolt, and after a brutal siege, Roman forces took Jerusalem and destroyed the temple. But God also gave Jeremiah messages of hope to proclaim. And Jesus' life and words proclaimed hope, good news, news of God's love, mercy, and forgiveness. The verses we've heard from Jeremiah were a message that, despite all, God is merciful and would look after his people and return them to their land. A message that God would raise up a righteous and just leader from David's line. Someone who would save Judah so they might again live in safety in Jerusalem. Now, no doubt the people who first heard these words of comfort would have expected, hoped for a military leader who would defeat the enemy Babylon. Although the people did indeed return to their land after 70 years in exile, it was not by the hand of anyone from the line of David, and their troubles continued. Further generations continued to find hope in Jeremiah's words, also expecting a military leader to save them from whatever their current difficulties were, or whoever their current oppressors were. As Christians, we would see the fulfillment of these words, this prophecy, not in a military leader, but in Jesus, a baby born in Bethlehem, whose birth we celebrate at Christmas. A baby from the line of David, who grew up and lived a righteous and just life, and who by his life, death, and resurrection wiped away our sins and opened the way for us to return to a right relationship with our loving God. A saviour, not just for Judah, but for all. It is good news, a message of hope. Jesus coming in human flesh 2,000 years ago. The first coming we think of in Advent. The words of our second reading are part of a longer speech which follows the disciples' comments on the beauty of the temple building. Jesus doesn't mince his words. He tells them clearly that Jerusalem will be trampled on and the temple destroyed. People will be killed or taken captive. There will be wars, persecutions, and natural disasters. But Jesus says that these will be the signs that the kingdom of God is near. They will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory to fully bring in his kingdom. Jesus repeatedly tells people, tells us, to be watchful, to remain alert, not to allow ourselves to get bogged down in worldly things. To be prepared for, to live in hope for Jesus' return in glory. This is the second coming. Do we really live every day preparing for, expecting, and hoping for Jesus to return in glory at any moment? Do we take Jesus' words to heart about not getting bogged down in other concerns? I'm sure that I don't usually have that sense of urgency that the first Christians had. They expected Jesus to return in their own lifetime, possibly within weeks, or within a couple of years at most. Do I live in a constant state of preparedness for Jesus' return? Sadly, the answer to this is no. I do get bogged down in various concerns. I am not always thinking, saying, or doing something that I'd be happy about if Jesus returned at that moment. But of course, this is the paradox. For Jesus is with me, whatever I'm thinking, saying, or doing. He is with me, with each one of us, all of the time, as well as being expected to return in glory. This is a third coming, Jesus wanting to come into our hearts and lives every hour, every day, wanting to guide us, to help us focus aright, to remember that our hope in this season of Advent is for far more than Father Christmas and the opening of presents under the tree. We're hoping for and waiting for the ultimate fulfillment of all of the Old and New Testament promises, when Jesus will come again on the clouds of heaven, when the wolf will lie down with the lamb, death will be swallowed up, and every tear will be wiped away, when all creation will live in perfect relationship with God. These are wonderful promises. Promises that should fill us with hope and joy, not just in Advent. We, like the people who first heard Jeremiah and Jesus, also live in times of turmoil. The climate crisis, the effects of the pandemic, violence, corruption, for many, lack of food and shelter. For some, not knowing when or even if they will see their homeland again. Dark times for many. Are we alert for the signs that God's kingdom is dawning, that light is coming? Where do we see signs of hope? In acts of love and care we see around us, in stories of sacrificial giving of service to others, in the fact that some commitments have been made at COP26, in rewilding projects and other examples of nature's ability to heal herself if we give her a chance, in the passion of youngsters for the environment, in challenges to corruption, in people being willing to stand up for truth, integrity, compassion. We need to really look for the signs of hope that God gives in the world around us, and to listen to the messages of hope we find in the scriptures, and be willing to share them. There are so many people in the world today who need to hear words of hope, and it is only God who can give true hope, can bring true comfort, peace and joy. And he expects and needs us to join in this work. In the babe at Bethlehem, our God has come to us and shone in our darkness, guiding our feet into the way of peace and joy, guiding us to our heavenly home. In our risen Lord, he remains with us. Let us share the good news of hope, of God's love and forgiveness, that there is a way home to God's kingdom for all. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
Let us pray our prayers for ourselves and others. Advent God, bringing hope and expectation into a world crying out for justice, for honesty, and for healing and restoration, we bring our prayers to you. Save us from short-term thinking and short-term planning that never takes into account the full ramifications of decisions, but rather is driven by what is popular in the moment, by what will get a positive newspaper headline. Help us to see the world with a different perspective, to see the signs around us and to read them well, to be honest with ourselves about what is happening and why, and to seek solutions and choices that bring long-term benefits for all. When the world is crying out to us, may we hear the groans that climate change climate change stirs. May we hear the anguish of those whose homes and livelihoods, whose present and future are threatened by the effects of climate change, and recommit ourselves to action. When words are cheap and real commit is costly, may we hold our policy makers to account, ensuring that they share a vision that seeks the well-being of the planet and the place of all creatures upon it. In a time of darkness for many people threatened by rising inflation, their costs going up even as their wages stagnate, where choices from scant resources have to be made day to day, feeding the children or heating the home, buying new clothes or paying the council tax. We pray for all those people and families who live with the stress this brings, unable to plan for the long term because today has more than enough worry. In the season of Advent hope, may we uphold all who strive to bring well-being to others, knowing that in doing so, they also bring well-being to themselves. Encourage us to be your kingdom workers, bringing hope and joy, compassion and care. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
We consider our offerings. Lord, we offer you ourselves, who we are and what we have, that through your Spirit we might bring hope into our communities and into our world. Accept us and accept our gifts for the service of your kingdom. Amen. And we draw our prayers together in the words that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever. Amen. God of hope, be with us in our journey this Advent to the stable and beyond. Help us to see the signs of the coming of your kingdom. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us, be with all whom we love, and with all God's children everywhere, this Advent and forevermore. Amen.